Tim Tompkins here. I'm joined by Stephen Ponton for the very first time on the Weekend Podcast. Stephen, thank you so much.
Hey, Tim. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for asking me.
So we're going to run down your events this weekend as well as let you know about the weekend forecast so you can plan accordingly. Starting this off on Friday at 4 o'clock in downtown Jacksonville at Sweet Pete's. They have fall apple classes, which are great for the kiddos. You'll dip the apples in their selection of chocolate and toppings and customize the apples. It's for ages 4 and above. It's $16, and the classes last for about an hour long. And one thing, if you didn't know, Stephen, Sweet Pete's is also great for a date because they do sell adult beverages.
Now, whenever you say adult beverages, what do you mean? Because that can mean a different than wine. Do they have beer? Do they have liquor? What do they have?
I mean, you'd have to go to find out, but they do have a cocktail bar downstairs and delicious candy. No reason not to go.
All right, sounds pretty interesting. And now we move on to 8 o'clock. We're at the Veterans Memorial Arena. The Blues are going to be in Jacksonville. It's going to be the Blues Is All Right Tour featuring Sir Charles Jones, Tucka, Pokey Bear, TK Soul, Jeff Floyd, and Bishop Bullwinkle. Tim, you're a big blues guy, right?
I got to tell you, blues is one of the most underrated styles of music. And I know it used to be really appreciated. I feel like not so much anymore. So the tickets are a little bit expensive for this event. But if you do dig yourself some blues, it's a great event to go. Now, my favorite for Friday night is definitely at 10 o'clock at night. It's in the San Marco exit. It's the San Marco area of town, Paint Studio 86. Sip, paint, relax. Painting a stargazing set. $30 each. They suggest arriving about 15 to 30 minutes early to get situated. More at paintingwithatwist.com. Stephen, have you ever done the painting with a twist stuff?
I have not, but just from looking at this, it seems like it's going to be an interesting event that you should definitely check it out.
Hey, and if your day goes terribly wrong, you have art to hang up anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
Win-win. It's a win-win. It's possibly a win-win-win, but now you definitely have a win-win at least. And now we move on to Saturday, and starting at 11 a.m., Tim, this is a really cool event that Jacksonville puts on every single year. It's the Veterans Day Parade. The parade route starts at Everbank Field, and it's going to continue down Bay Street to Noonan Street and then back up to Independence Drive in front of the Jacksonville Landing. And it ends at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. And the best part about it is it's free. It's a great way to go out there, take the kids out, salute some veterans, thank them for their service, and just see a wonderful spectacle.
That's a lot of fun. Also, the Jacksonville Giants are going to be in the parade as well. So if you're a fan of basketball, you can check them out there. All right, now at 1:30 in the afternoon in Riverside, Park and King Street in Riverside, Jacks by Jacks Literary Arts Festival. 28 local writers will feature work from their works across 14 different venues, featuring everything from poetry to novel excerpts. A new writer takes the stage every half hour, and an after party at Jacksonville's Cork Arts District, which, by the way, Stephen, if you haven't been to the Cork Arts District in Jacksonville, in Jacksonville's Riverside area, it's gorgeous. You have these little studios, but all these different artists, beautiful paintings all over the walls, really, really rad stuff. So even if you don't make it to the event itself, just going to the after party is well worth it.
Yeah, I've been to Riverside a handful of times, and it is just a beautiful side of Jacksonville, and I'm guessing that the Cork's Art District is no exception. Now we move on to the nightcap on Saturday at the Veterans Arena. We have Chris Stapleton. Tim, you were telling me that you're not a big country guy, country music fan, but you kind of like Chris Stapleton.
He is so good. It kind of reminds me of a country blues, you know, real southern rock slash country. He's a guy that came from Nashville and actually grew up in you know, an impoverished area, so he doesn't come from money. And not that that makes his music more relatable, but Chris Stapleton is one of those new artists that everyone should check out. Talking about Sunday, we have two events on the Sunday slate for you. The first one is at 1 o'clock at Everbank Field. The Jags take on the LA Chargers. The Jags are tied for first in the division and look to improve upon their 5-3 record. A special salute to service, and the Jags are giving out 6,000 tickets to active and retired military. We're going to have extended traffic reports, of course, on News 104.5 WOKV from 11 a.m. through 5 p.m., taking out the crystal ball. Steven, did the Jags make the postseason?
I'm going to say yes, and I don't think that I'm going out on a limb there, because they do play in the AFC South, which is a typically, historically weaker division, and this year the Jags are primed to take that division and host a home playoff game, so not only will they have what not only will they make the playoffs, but they'll also get an extra home game against a pretty good wild card opponent. Two things with that. One, I'm definitely going to be listening to the extended traffic reports on News 104.5. On News 104.5 WOKV, and two, I'm definitely going to be watching and checking out the Jags this Sunday.
Hey, I can't wait.
And if you're not a football fan like me, you can always check out the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. It's for their plant night. You can drink, plant, and party, build a terrarium, herb garden, or flower arrangement. They provide all the supplies, a solid container, soil, plants, rocks, decorative elements, smock, music, and a good time, so you can come on out and have an evening of relaxation and fun and gardening. You gather your family and friends and create your very own mini garden. And if you want more information, you can check out planetnight.com. Tim, this seems pretty interesting. Are you a big plant horticulture guy?
Not really, but it does actually look a lot of fun. So you go out, you build a little garden thing, take a date, take the kiddo. You know, it's a real family event, and it's at Anheuser-Busch, which is just fine with me. Stephen Ponson, thanks so much for joining me. Tim Tompkins here. Now, let's take a look at your weekend forecast with CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish.
It'll be quite breezy for you Friday into partly cloudy skies. Highs near 70 degrees, and the weekend will be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool, with a few showers at times, best chance closer to the coast, highs only in the upper 60s to around 70, and then partly cloudy and a little milder for Monday back into the mid-70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Join me today beginning at 5 p.m. for CBS 47 Action News Jax.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.